The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hour number two. You can also get us on the you can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at the producer Nick. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Some good stuff, man. We talked a little poker. We talked with our buddy Matty Rauch, who was from Banshee, and he's confirmed that he's going to play the charity tournament on Saturday. So, have a chance to play with a famous actor. Can I go ahead and let people know what's going on with that real quick and
sure,
how they can get involved? So here's the deal. We're doing a tournament on Saturday on PokerStars.net. If you're already in the club, you'll have to join the other club, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. It's going to be $50 with an optional $10 donation. And my hope is, if you can't afford $50, don't play. If you can afford $50, please put the $10 donation in, because we're going to split that between Kids Meals Houston and the Southeast Texas Food Bank over in Beaumont, so that we're going to, you know, send some money to help take care of people here and to our friends over in the Golden Triangle. We don't want to forget about them at all. And so the $50 will all go into the pool, and we will pay off top 15%, depending on how many we get. And so if you don't have that PokerStars.net yet set up, then you need to go get that done. And there's a PayPal. You have to have PayPal to play. And so you need to get signed up for that. We're giving you plenty of time. And you'll send your PayPal to promotion@gaumedia.com. Please go to SportsMap and follow the instructions, because we'll need your screen name, because it's going to make it easier for us. If we have a really big field, which I fear we might, we've got to go through and make sure everybody who's paid, the right, we get the right screen names in there. And so there's very specific instructions on SportsMap. Please follow them to the letter, and they're all very simple. But you need to have your PokerStars account. You need to have a PayPal account. Please get signed up early. You have to pay first. Once you do, then your membership to the club will get approved, and you'll be ready to go. The tournament will be Saturday at 2 o'clock. We're going to lock it down at noon because, you know, we want to make sure that everybody who's paid has got in. The problem we've been having with the other club is when we have paid events, there's people who don't pay who just jump in there, and it's not always their fault. They don't know because PokerStars sends out an email. So right, we're setting up a separate club just for this tournament. And if it goes well, we'll do it again next week. And there's some important things on the PayPal. Make sure you don't use poker in the subject field. And also use sending to a friend so they don't take a fee out on it. But that's basically it. But it's all on SportsMap. I'm working on a couple of significant names to play on Saturday, which would be fun. And
like John Granato?
Oh, I'm sure we'll get Granato there. I'm sure
Lance
will play. We will
Zierlein.
We will shame them into playing. But I've also got a couple other friends in the poker world that people might have heard of that I've reached out to. And if they can't do this one, I think they'll do the next one. But
Doyle Brunson?
No, not Doyle. You know what? I've never actually met Doyle. I sat next to him at the World Series one year, and he busted out like in 10 minutes. I played with his son.
Okay.
That was my biggest win ever. Was it when the Bellagio was doing those $1,000 Friday tournaments, and he had lost a ton in a cash game and been up all night. And I admire this because I've done this a couple times too. He was so drunk he could barely talk, and he still managed to finish second in that tournament.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we also have the free rolls going on every night. We got another one at 8 o'clock tonight if you just want to go and play for free. And people really seem to be enjoying them. It's nice to hear that people want to have something to do and something to look forward to. And, you know, it's nice that we can do this. And again, I want a lot of praise for Jerry Bowe. He's worked harder on it than I have. We both have put a lot of work into it, but he's really embraced it. And Courtney, who works with us, is doing a lot of work on this charity tournament in particular. And so she's been working her butt off. So we put a lot of time in today to get it set up. We think we have it ready. I'm sure there'll be some glitches, and we'll deal with those when they happen. But please just go read the story at Sports Map. I tweeted it out earlier. It tells you exactly how to get in there. If you have any questions at all, there is an email, promotion@galmedia.com. That's also what the PayPal is going to be. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, 2:00 on Saturday. My hope is that this is the first of not too many, because I want us to all be back to work. But as long as we're asked to stay home, we'll do one every Saturday if we get the kind of interest that I hope we do. And we're working on some really cool sponsors for the next couple. So really going to be a good thing. And guys, you're doing a cool thing. You know, if we get 100 players, that's $1,000 we can split between those two places. And think about how many kids are going to get fed, and how many people who really need it are going to get fed. So if nothing else, like, to me, I don't care if I go out in the first hand. If that $10 helps somebody, so be it. Of course, I do care if I go out in the first hand.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, but and just one more little thing on this. I know a lot of people are kind of interested in poker, but they never really, they don't really know where to start or anything like that. Tomorrow's column for the people is 5 tips for beginners on how to get started.
All right.
So it'll give you a chance to get on and play these free tournaments and learn that way. And, you know, there's cool people on there, and everybody is happy to chat with you. I mean, I spent a lot of time chatting with people last night. When Nick's on there, you know, say hi to Nick. He's happy to talk too. And I mean, everybody just makes it a social thing. And, you know, I've been really impressed with the play. It's funny because last night there was only one call that a guy made that I found really questionable. But the more I thought about it, it's like, okay, I kind of get it. But otherwise, man, everybody was playing. I mean, they made the plays that I would have made if I'd have been on the other end of them.
You say everyone's friendly, but that's not always the case, because there's some I knocked out a guy in fourth place the other night, and he was like, he stayed in the chat and said, whatever you do, don't let AJ win. We'll never hear the end of it. Which, come on, let me win. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Well, especially in poker, I mean, half these people can't follow the easiest instructions in the world that I've typed up for them. And some of them are just, poker players can be babies. And believe me, I was one of those babies. For the longest time, I was worse. I mean, and you know,
you do not handle it well when someone knocks you out on a donkey play.
No, but I'm not like I used to be.
I just
kind of mumble
fights
and walk off. I don't bitch at the table anymore. I'll bitch to you about it. It's like, you believe that bleeping son of a bleep. But I don't do it much in front of people. The last time I actually got off on somebody was some Euro. Lucked into a big pot off me for like $500 and tipped the dealer $1.
Oh.
And I'm like, you know, and for one thing, it was like a ridiculous suck out. But I'm like, dude, if you're going to win money off me like that, give the damn dealer more than $1. And he was a friggin' Euro, and Euros don't tip. So,
Well, you're making racist statements.
It's not racist.
It is.
Euros aren't a race. It's a bigoted statement.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
But, you know, and the good news is I stormed out, went and reloaded, came back, and then wound up taking about $1,000 off of him before it was all said and done.
There you go.
And made sure to tip the dealer and say, hey, this is for the hand he won off me earlier. But, I don't do that stuff anymore. I mean, I just try to have fun, and I've been an a-hole in the past, and I know it. And you know, I don't want to say mature, but I have too much fun playing the game, and I've learned to respect other players. But it's just like anything else in life. Like I will treat you how you treat me. If you're nice to me, I will be nice to you. If you're a complete jerk, then I'm not going to just sit there and let you be a complete jerk without coming back after you. Or like that guy in the senior tournament that was going after the dealer who was just this friendly girl doing her job. You know, I don't like, if you start bullying somebody like that, I will talk crap. Because that's, you know, I mean, somebody, she just don't get after the dealers. They're doing their job. And if they screw up, you call the floor over. It's that simple. Okay, so that's still, that's a couple of semi-rage incidents. But that's 2 over 4 years.
It's not too bad.
No, it's not like the old days. But, yeah, I used to, you know, there was one poker game I played where the guy who ran it, whenever I get knocked out, he'd have to scream at me, don't slam the door on the way out. And I'd always slam the door. But I just hate, you know, it's like anything else. I hate losing. But now I've gotten to where part of that, there was a time where I couldn't afford to lose. So,
right.
You know, now it's like, okay, let's reload.
Well, but, if you can't afford to lose, you can't afford to play, Fred.
Yeah, you know. Well, that's true. But, yeah, I've even a couple of friends that used to play with me all the time are like, damn, I remember when you used to cuss out everybody who beat you at the table. It's like, yeah, I was a jerk. I admit it. But I hope I've learned. You know, we can all change. You know, look at the end of Rocky IV. If
that's
you
right.
can change,
we're all
and
growing.
I can change, maybe we can all change. So, but yeah, that was, you know, the big difference now is I really love when I do sit down to play. I just love playing, and I've learned, you know, because that's how you go on tilt is when you take a bunch of beats like that. I've really gotten good. I'm not going to say it's never going to happen again, but I've gotten really good at dealing with that. So, and I think it's helped my game. I mean, I've become more professorial in my old age and less emotional about things. But that's everything in life. The older you get, you either become the guy who's pissed off about everything, the get off my lawn guy, or you become the guy with, you know, no emotions at all. And I'm kind of turning into that.
Beerman Greg says it was really fun sitting at the same table as you the other night, which I find it hard to believe. I've sat at the same table as you many times and never had fun.
That's not true.
Okay, that's not true.
That's not true at all. We've had some fun in Vegas. And it's usually, it's so good cop, bad cop, it's hilarious. You know, like I'll be the friendly one and AJ will be kind of the jerk and then we'll both wind up with his chips at some point. Oh, man. So, well, maybe we should get to some news. What do you think?
Okay.
Well, it's already into the segment, so maybe not.
Yeah, after this, we can get to some. I've got some UFC stuff to discuss. Yeah, there's plenty of stuff going on.
All right.
I got to tell you, though, about hoops. I got to tell you about hooping it up, and my kids were out there hooping it up today. ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you want to go if you want the best basketball goal on the planet. And I'm telling you, this was the smartest decision I could have made was getting them this hoops goal at Christmas time because if I had known this coronavirus was going to come, it would have been the first thing I would have done because they have been outside every day that's not raining at least, balling out there. And it's hours and hours of entertainment. It looks good on the house. It's a really great goal. Thickest steel of any goal on the market. It's built to last. They've got a tempered glass backboard so strong. If it breaks for any reason, Hoops guarantees they'll replace it for free. And it's got a rust armor finish. It's never going to rust. They've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version, all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with just a turn of a handle. So any age can play, my 7-year-old and my 12-year-old playing. Get your new Hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and Nick Sciarra in the house today. And Nick is keeping up with our Local Music Tuesday that we do. And Nick, I don't know if you have time to do this. Aaron usually tweets out the list of who he played so people can know who the bands are.
Cool deal.
If they like their music, they can track them down. And, you know, we do our best to support local everything on this show and always have. And just one quick follow-up, and then we'll get to, because I want to get to this UFC thing. But I want to, you know, the point I was trying to make is I used to have a really bad temper about everything. And in part because I had a miserable job and a miserable marriage and everything else, but I've always had a temper. And that would come out at the poker table sometimes. And after, you know, I don't know if it's just at some point you realize, boy, if you were a jerk, I wouldn't want to be playing with you. Then people don't want me at the table. And I finally realized that, you know, it's not really all that important in life. And a lot of meditating and little bit of weed, and I'm a much more chill human being. I can't remember the last time I lost my temper. I joked about, you can ask Jerome about this, but Evil Freddy used to come out all the time at the Chronicle, and I joked about when I went back into management, I had to keep Evil Freddy in his box. And so far, so good. I think it's just being calm. All right, let's get to this UFC thing.
So the place, and I ended up being kind of right on this. The UFC's the place is out. Where they're going to – the cat's out of the hat, as they would say, on where the fights are going to be. And it sounds like the next four UFC events, at least according to Jeff Sherwood of SureDog, including UFC 249, Tachi Palace, which is it's hosted a lot of MMA in its time. And it's basically a casino on native land. And it's in Central California. I want to say Lemoore, California, somewhere around there. I think that's the name of it, Lemoore or Lemoore or something. But it's hosted a lot of MMA in the past, and sounds like that's where the UFC's got it, where they're going to be doing things. And they're trying to buy an island so they can have fighters from overseas fly into this island, and then they can basically smuggle them onto this native land. to fight, which is crazy to me, but it looks like the fights are going to be on. And as excited as I am for the fights, I also don't know if this is the smartest thing to do. You know, it was one thing, you know, to have the one event that they had with the empty arena. I just don't know if I don't know if this is the prudent thing to do. I don't know if it's worth the risk. You know what I mean?
Well, it's the same way I feel about horse racing.
Right.
I mean, am I happy that I have it? Absolutely. Is it the right thing? I don't know. And, you know, and I get that there's people who need those jobs every day, but there's people in every walks of life right now that need their jobs every day that can't do them. So why should sports be any different? And it doesn't matter how much I love something. I kind of, you know, I don't feel good about it. I mean, it doesn't stop me from betting on the races, but I sure don't feel good about it. And
yeah,
I just don't think, you know, and I kind of get the sense you feel the same way about the UFC.
Yeah, and I don't even know if I'm going to love to bet on it because I don't know how much these guys have been able to train. You know what I mean? You don't want to just go in blindly and assume that everybody's had a normal training camp because it's almost certain that they haven't.
Yeah, and I saw the island thing, and I'm like, oh, boy, this has got all kinds of potential for bad.
Yeah, and Dana,
At first I thought they were going to have the fights on the island.
No, they're just using that for transport, apparently. Dana, they asked him, so are you gonna be testing all of the fighters for the coronavirus? And instead of saying absolutely, he said, listen, we're going to go above and beyond. We're going to make sure that this thing is safe, which to me sounds like no, right? Because otherwise, if you're asked that question and the answer is yes, don't you just say yes?
Well,
play that audio. I think it's Brett Okamoto, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Nick?
I feel like that was either on TMZ or ESPN. I don't think that was the Brett one. I think it was the TMZ
one. Oh, okay.
One.
All right. Well, give us what you got.
First of all, there won't be any fans at this thing. There'll be no fans. Right. And yes, everybody is going to be pre-tested and tested and tested and tested. We're going to make sure that 100% healthy athletes, healthy athletic commission people, healthy judges, referees, my production people, that everybody there is going to be healthy. We're going to make sure that everybody's going to be safe before, during, and after the fights. Habib, just like all of us, was caught in the middle of this thing as the world continued to change day by day. And I was, as I was trying to book venues and make this thing happen, it is not Khabib's fault. It's not anybody's fault.
Well, I do agree with him on that. There's a lot of people on social media super mad at Khabib for, you know, he ruined the fight or whatever. Or he's scared. I mean, he's probably just doing what he should be doing and not traveling overseas, which that's what people are kind of forgetting. And everybody's so obsessed with, oh, the fight's got to happen, that people don't realize that there's, you know, actual humans involved here. And these aren't just robots. If the dude gets sick, you know, it's not going to help him any.
Although he did say he was going to test everybody in that soundbite.
He did, but I don't know if he said he's going to test for coronavirus. Because when Brett Okamoto asked him, he said, are you going to specifically test for the virus? He just said, listen, we're going to go above and beyond. Okay, that's odd. But maybe they are. I hope they do.
Yeah, that is an odd answer. But, I mean, listening to that, it sounds like that's what they're going to do. But the problem is, it's just like anything else. Like I've said all along, I would have no problems going out, but there are people who do, and it's about them. So if you've got a fighter who doesn't want to fight, and getting back to the horse racing thing, there have already been a couple jockeys who said, you know what, I'm going home. I don't want to take a chance here, including the leading rider, I think it maybe at Gulfstream. I don't remember exactly where. It's like, I'm going home to my family in New York. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to stay with them through this, and I'll be back when it's done. And the fighters are pretty much very similar. I mean, they're essentially contract workers, and now they'll have 3 or 4 fight contracts, but these guys make their money by working. And, you know, if a guy feels like he doesn't want to risk it, then he shouldn't have to. Now, that's not Khabib, obviously, but I'll bet you have a fighter or two who does. And you kind of get to this baseball idea, the really stupid baseball idea. I'm sure you're going to have baseball players that say, you know what? I don't think this is a good idea. And early in the show, I didn't get to it. Somebody texted, well, why not have fans, if they want to go, sign a waiver and prove they've been tested and all this stuff? It's like, that's silly, because most of them, you know, the people who really want to go do stuff, what's going to stop them from lying? And they don't know if they've got it. And then you give it to somebody else, and it's not about them, and it's not about people going to it. It's about who you might give it to. And that's why, you know, seeing people out in groups and stuff, it's just like, guys, you know, come on. I mean, it should be your choice. And if it's my choice to say, you know what, I'll go out, I don't care, that's fine. But it's not about me. And it's about the other people I would encounter, and would they be concerned? And I think that's kind of my problem with, well, like we're talking about horse racing, Sean Payton picked it up and got diagnosed when he went to the racetrack, and he's in the winner's circle with a bunch of people.
Yep.
It's like, okay, really? And I mean, it was nothing for him, just like it is for a lot of people.
Right. He was just there watching.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I'm guessing if he had the choice, he wouldn't do that again.
No. And I mean, and I remember reading that he'd been to Florida, he'd been to New York, he'd been to Mardi Gras. And then he goes to Oakland Park, and it's kind of like, business as usual. And yeah, you know, the other weird thing about this is that it seems to affect men worse than women. I was reading a story on that today.
Great.
That and you know, so we were talking about Tony Baselli, him being in ICU and his wife was fine. I think there's a lot of cases like that, which is odd. But there's no reason not to be careful. And I'm not gonna fault a fighter if he decides, hey, you know what, I don't think this is a good idea.
Right. Or if the government where he's at isn't allowing people to leave, you know, that's.
Yeah. Well, and
it's not really the time to argue it.
And somebody asks, isn't California the second epicenter after New York? Yeah, but native land is under native rule. So they can do whatever they want.
I'm guessing a healthy check was cut.
I'm sure. I'm sure they're going to make a bunch of money off of it. And, you know, that's, I mean, again, there's nothing illegal or untoward about that. If they want to do that and he wants to hold the fights there, but I don't think you can fault anybody for saying, you know, I'm going to sit out. This is I can wait.
Yeah.
Take a few months off. Now, some fighters, I think the pressure will be on guys who are struggling to stay, you know, who are basically on their last fight, who've lost a bunch. I think the pressure
guys
will be
who
on
don't have fight. Like, listen, the reality is most guys in the UFC aren't, they don't have FU money. Okay,
right.
It's not like they've just got money hanging around for. I mean, Conor McGregor can fight when he wants to fight,
right?
You know, Khabib can fight when he wants to fight. There's a lot of guys who haven't made the kind of money that those guys have made, and they'll make, you know, $30,000-$40,000 a fight, and then after they pay all their, you know, all their camp and everybody else, you know, they've got to fight three times a year to you know, pay their bills. So those are the guys that are probably going to end up doing this.
Kelly and Clear Lake, can I get a shout-out for my birthday, fellas? Can't do our traditional opening week with my buddies at the Juice Box, but I still got my sports guys on the radio. Of course, there's your shout-out.
Yeah, man. And a lot of people, we got an email about this today to remind people, and it's a good point. You know, I know not everybody's in their car every day. Guys, that app is so great, and we're on every day, wherever you're at. Just turn on the app, and it's not a, you know, it's not like the big ESPN radio app where you got to dig through all these stations. It's an ESPN Houston app where when you push the button, our station starts playing. So if you're a listener of the station and you want an easy way to do it when you're not in the car, or if you don't, you know, wherever you're at, if you don't have a great signal in the car. Or if you're, you know, if you're stuck in a different state, I guess if you're stuck in a different state, you probably are listening on the app, but that's a great way to do it.
Yeah. And if you guys who are still driving around a little bit and you might not be in a couple of days, that's a great way to do it. You can always stream it online. You can get us on Alexa. You just, which all takes you to the stream, and it's crystal clear, man. It sounds great. So, please do that. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Couple things from Twitter. John says, my girlfriend had the same problem with unemployment. Little PSA, she called our local representative, and he put her in direct contact with the unemployment office. So if you're in that situation, try that, and hopefully you'll get in touch with somebody because they're obviously pretty overwhelmed right now. And you mentioned Beer Man Greg. It was fun playing with all you guys last night and the last few nights. So I really enjoyed it. And if I'm on tonight, feel free to make fun of me or say hello, whatever. And then Jay Garcia asks, how do ratings work through the app? Well, they
should
don't
the
really.
If someone has a meter. If someone has a meter, it should work the exact same.
Yeah, but I'm in, but
we're not
don't
worried about
measure.
That.
What's that?
We're not worried about that. We just want people.
No,
to,
we don't really
we
care
to tune in.
Just listen to the show. I mean, the ratings are going to be rough for everybody because fewer people are in their cars. So just
we're not expecting a ratings bump during coronavirus.
No. We're just trying to be here and be entertaining and hopefully get you through your day. Well, at least 3 hours of it. And
that's
the
right.
Other guys are doing their best with the rest of the shows. Says Fred, my ex-wife got it. She's been a nurse in Detroit, but she looks to be headed for a full recovery. And somebody says, it treats men differently because they tend to have higher blood pressure. That's me. Cholesterol. That's me. Heart disease. Not me, but high blood pressure. Okay. Thanks for making me feel better,
buddy. You're in trouble, Freddy.
like I said, I feel like...
Go for a run.
What's that?
It means I need to get out and go for a run.
Yeah, that's on tomorrow's agenda for me is do a nice long run and, you know, stay away from people while I do it. I don't know if you saw this story, but people are speculating that Trump could cancel the election because of the coronavirus.
I don't think a president can cancel an election.
I don't think you can, but, I mean, if this thing's seasonal and it comes back and you don't want people at the polls, they already had that thing in Wisconsin.
It's the Republicans fighting for the vote to go on as it's supposed to. So I don't think Trump would be the one to cancel it.
I don't know, man. I don't think I'd put anything past him. And, you know, I think by November there shouldn't be any issue, right?
I would hope not. And hopefully, if there is, there's a simple way for everybody to vote via mail or something by then.
Mm.
I mean, if we can do the census online and we can mail in vote or mail in our census, why can't we mail in the votes?
Well, if we can mail in the vote, that's great, but we can't do it online because the Russians will hack it and pick whoever they want.
Well, that's true. Who do you think they'd pick this time?
Boy, I don't know. I have no idea who they'd pick.
I don't know.
And it's, you know, it's funny. There's like teams are afraid about doing the draft online because hackers might get in there. It's like, okay, that'll give Bill O'Brien an excuse at least when he makes
exactly.
a really dumb pick.
I was thinking the same thing. At least he'll be able to blame it on somebody.
George said, I just want to give an update. Lost my job and coronavirus hit about 3 weeks ago. Got a phone call today. They found me a job in Arkansas. I leave next week. Had to leave the family. We got to do what I got to do. Keep up the good work. Appreciate the show. Good for you, man. And hopefully you can get back here soon.
Yeah, stay safe.
Being able to work is a gift right now. And if you're able to do that, congratulations, man. That's all good. So, 713-780. Hackers would pick better. It's not like they give us any choices, guys.
Right.
You know, it's like Joe Biden is. Give me a break. We're just throwing olds out there.
Yep.
Hey, Nick, are we going to get Jerome next segment? If we are, I'll do the gym of the day. If not, I'll hold off. Do we know?
I think the plan is to. So let's go ahead and knock it out now.
Yeah, let's do the Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Sometimes, you know, I think there's a lot of quests in life where people say, hey, I'm going to do this, and they spend a lot of time, and at the end it's done, and you say, wow, that's pretty impressive.
Okay.
This guy, like you spent, what, months in fight camp to get in shape to fight. That's probably a positive.
Yeah.
This fellow spent 18 months trying to copy Kentucky Fried Chicken's secret recipe. And he finally got it spot on.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you know who probably hates that? Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. But he basically said, you want to know how to make KFC at home? Here's my recipe, which took me nearly 18 months to perfect.
Damn. And he's just posting it on the internet?
Yep. Oh, giving it to the people. No. So, and yeah, he's got everything on here, like exactly how much to, you know, how much flour, how much everything.
All right.
And
call me when he does Popeyes.
His name is Dan Fell. Yeah, well, when he...
Or Frenchies. Give me the Frenchies. Start working on that now.
Well, I think when he can match Nancy's Hustle's hamburger,
oh,
I'm in.
Yeah.
That was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, let's take a call. Todd wants to talk about the NFL draft. What's up, Todd?
Sports.
Yeah, we'll go sports.
Right now, if you had the choice, would you prefer the pick for the Texans to be made by Bill O'Brien or a hacker?
Oh, that's a good question.
Hey, this is an idea. I have an idea. We've got to have a friend who's a hacker out there, right? Somebody who listens.
I don't. If they did, I don't think they would. I don't think they'd want to admit that.
I think we could get one, and let Lance Zierlein make the pick.
I mean, that'd be ideal.
It'd be better than letting O'Brien
Lance
do
needs
it, right?
To figure out how to be a hacker, then.
No, he just needs to tell the hacker who to pick.
Oh, okay. Well, do you think the hacker was going to want to work with Lance?
Well, yeah, if he's a fan of the station and the show.
Okay. Maybe he doesn't trust Lance.
Well, okay, if he trusts O'Brien more than Lance, there's nothing I can do for him.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, Josh says listening to the app's the best way to get some normalcy. We're trying. We're trying to just make it normal. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Be happy to take some more calls. If you want to talk draft, feel free. I mean, that's the only thing going right now.
Right.
Except for UFC and for horse racing.
So, for however long that's going on.
Yeah. St. Patrick says, no, let O'Brien screw the pickup again and add another nail to the coffin. The guy's not going anywhere. I mean, he is bulletproof. It's obvious. He's got Cal McNair sitting there at his side with his hand up his back, you know, saying puppet stuff. So, you know, I mean, I guess there's something to that. Let's just let the whole thing fall apart again. And then maybe Cal will fatten up the organization again.
Yeah. I almost wish the, like, it'd almost be better if the, like, not the whole football season was canceled, but just the Texan season. Is that possible? Like, if
no,
the other
somebody's...
31 teams are ready to go, but the Texans are like, things are still messed up around here. How great would it be also if on draft day, like, for whatever reason, the Texans just can't get online?
Oh, that would be terrific. That'd be typical.
Maybe on draft day, right when the Texans pick, everybody in Houston should get on, like, turn on your online gaming systems, turn on all everything you can, and just try and keep them from getting a pick in.
That's a good idea. Cause it's not gonna. We know it's not going to be good.
Right. And at least then we can say, you know what, we played a part in that.
Well, I don't know. I think if we get the right hacker to team up with us, we could come up with a better pick. I'd be willing to bet
a small child. I'm sure we could.
But it's like that apparently a bunch of people are hacking meetings like the Astros one the other night where they had the Ilsa porn. Uh-huh. Apparently that's very common right now. So that would be hilarious if somebody could drop Ilsa porn in the middle of the NFL draft. I am so here for that. All right. Jerome Solomon will join us next segment. So we'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And joining us now, as he does most Tuesdays, star of TV, star of radio, star of the star of newspapers, it's our good friend Jerome Solomon. What's happening, buddy?
You failed to mention that I'm officially now, I just found out here about 20
You're
minutes
pregnant.
Ago.
You're pregnant.
I am indeed. What's that?
You're pregnant.
Yeah. No, no, it's worse.
You're black.
I'm, I've been black a long time, dog. But, I'm a Whataburger addict. I hadn't been out of the house in quite a while, you know, a week or so, and I was driving by Whataburger. Man, I felt like Pookie looking at a crack house. I didn't go, though. I fought it off, but I don't know how we're
supposed to
survive
without
eating Whataburger.
You don't know how much longer you can fight that fight. Well, you were supposed to come on earlier, and Nick said you were pretty busy. So, you weren't at Whataburger? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
I drove by it twice because I had to go by it. I had to go to the bank. And so I went by it, and then I came back by it. But I didn't stop. I fought off the urge because I think it's safe, but it's safer not to, though, right?
I would say yes.
Man, I hate that. But
I know you like to eat junk.
It's getting crazy. I don't mind being at home by my, you know, or at home all the time. That's fine. I'm accustomed to that. But I'm not accustomed to not being able to go get a drink when I want or eat whatever I want whenever I want. You know.
Yeah. Or do you? Or like, I know you got young kids. Do you keep booze in the house, or are you one of those families that there's no booze in the house, and if you want a drink, you got to go out and get some?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's not a don't keep booze in the house. I don't have it in the house like I used to. You know, it's not one of those where I'm like, wait a minute, I don't really have any liquor around here like I used to have back in the day. Because I was looking for it the other night. I was like, okay, I need a drink, but I don't have it around like I used to. That's for sure.
Oh, well, I've got plenty here. I'll drop it off the balcony for you if you need it.
Well, see,
I'll set up a police system.
Y'all fake like beer collectors and stuff, and y'all know darn well y'all just get it to drink, but y'all can play it off. I can't have a whole house full of brew and if I'm not drinking it. You know?
It all gets drank.
Very so true.
What you working on these days, man?
I did some golf stuff today. I am going to get out, I do believe, and talk myself into at least going to play some golf. But, and you know, Memorial Park is closed, Fred. But the side note is, because it's been closed now and the weather's been good, the grass has been able to grow. So it's in pristine condition right now, and it's closed. I'm going to try to pull some strings and see if I can, you know, research purposes, go out and check out the course. But, you know, yesterday they announced that the tournament is being moved and the Masters is being moved. So that's good for the Houston Open that it's the week before the Masters. So it could end up being a pretty nice tournament when typically in November no one would pay any attention to it.
Yeah, well, that's good. That makes sense that you could pull yourself around there. I mean, you played the Masters, so why not Memorial when nobody else can play?
A course all to yourself sounds like a lot of fun to me. And I'd bring my own booze then, that's for darn sure.
I think you should probably talk to Granado.
Apparently,
apparently
alcohol does not kill the coronavirus from what I understand. Or at
least
not pouring it down your throat doesn't.
It does not. Yeah, Granado, I think, has golfed every day since this thing started.
Yeah, that's the life he lives, I guess. That's the life
times.
He lives.
Our friend at Cobos Q want to know why you've lived 15 minutes from him and have never been there. That's serious.
Oh, I've been there. He's just closed every time I go by there. That's all. We've been ships passing in the night, and he's been torturing me by posting video of food that he's given to other people, you know. But that's all right. I'll hook him up. Yeah, because my girls play soccer right down the street from where he is, but literally every time they're in a soccer game, go by there, and it's too early on Saturday morning. So, you know, I guess I'm not special enough to have his number directly and get to order it up like some people are.
No, you're not. So how's the TV show been and the radio show, I guess, not doing it in the same place? How's that worked out for you guys?
Yeah, it's weird in the sense of the chemistry between the co-hosts, me and Lauren, is not the same because we're, you know, 60 miles apart, you know. But the interviews have been fine. I mean, when we're on and we have someone that we're interviewing, it's the same, you know, as any other interview. You're talking to people. So when you're talking to people, you should be able to do a good interview, whether you're getting close to close body language or not. And we're doing it with Zoom. So it's video. So you can see the person, et cetera, but it's not the same, but it still is, good and entertaining and we have fun. And we were a little serious last week because, I have two salespeople that work on the show and one of them has been in the hospital for 9 days with, COVID-19, and he was, you know, under it pretty badly there, and but at least he's out now and doing better. So we interviewed him and talked about what he was dealing with, and he's one of those people who, you know, he wasn't reckless or anything, but he didn't believe it was going to be all that serious and it wasn't going to stop him from living his life, and it did. So all of y'all out there, if you're still on that not me train, trust me, there's a that you don't want to be on that, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that didn't expose you, did it?
No. We'd already shut down in terms of any interaction anyway. And so apparently I did see him on the last day that we shot the show all in the same place. And then he believes he was exposed about 3 or 4 days later. And so, and it's been a few weeks now. So if he had already been a carrier, we would know by now. So fortunately, we missed out on that. And it is not funny, but funny to me. The day before he was hospitalized, I was joking with him on the phone, like, look, man, if you want to do something good for the show, you need to go ahead and catch this virus and kick the bucket so we can do a big memorial show and everything and draw up some sympathy and some attention.
Well, that's funny now that he didn't die.
But that's what I'm saying. He didn't do that. He went, hey, half-assed it. He just got the thing, was in ICU for a week, and then back home chilling. I mean, if you're going to do it right.
Well, I hope you guys got some sympathy views during his ICU visit at least.
No, see, he wasn't able. He had very limited outside contact. He didn't have much of anything at all. And they were torturing the poor dude. He was stuck in a room where he didn't have a remote control, or the remote control didn't work, so the TV was just stuck on CNN. So can you imagine, you know, suffering through this horrible illness, and 24 hours a day it's reminding you about people dying from said horrible illness? That ain't cool at all.
Yeah, they should have put, like, you guys should have set up a Zoom camera with, him on his ventilator and just, like, tried to, you know, ask him questions knowing that he wouldn't be able to answer. That would have actually been a good bit.
And see, people would have thought we were doing that just for attention, and they would have been right.
What do you think, what do you think, Ventilator Brian? How do you feel about the Texans making this trade?
Yeah, how much time do you think you have left with it, you know? Can you stick through the break, or you think you're going to kick the bucket before we come back?
Just blink if you think they could have gotten more than David Johnson.
Exactly. And it really was. I mean, that's the kind of relationship that he and I have, is I could joke about him getting it and dying, but when he was with it and immediately when he came out, he was not in a joking mood for some reason.
Well,
I thought he would pick right back up, and he was not having it. So.
Oh, well, if it's on Zoom, somebody would just hack it and put frozen porn on there, so...
You know, and what is wrong with people?
I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, my kids are fifth graders, and they had to do something special with their classroom Zoom because people were hacking it and coming into it. And it's like, man, what is wrong with you? You want to hack into a fifth grade classroom? Like, yeah, crazy out there.
Well, there's those kind of people out there.
I do know this. Now, I will say this. If you're a hacker, the NFL draft, that's the thing you should be working on right now. That could be quite entertaining with all of the coaches and, you know, personnel people and general managers all being at home. Of course, the Texans, it'll just be in one home, but that's a whole different thing. And you hack into some of those, you might be able to pull off a trade or two that shouldn't be done, or at least get it to where it was almost done before it was caught and didn't happen. But that there could be a good movie to come out of the hacking of the NFL draft this year.
That would be a good movie.
Yeah, well, we decided we were going to reach out and find a hacker and let Lance Zierlein make the pick for the Texans instead of Bill.
That would be too obvious. It'd be like a guy that can play, right? It'd be a smart move or something.
They're not looking for that, all right? We're not looking for these guys who can play.
Yeah, let Nick Sherrard make the pick, you know?
I trust him more.
We should let Holly make the pick. She's done a mock draft, I think.
Yeah. You know what we're going to hear? We got to coach better. We got to play better. We got to draft better.
That's right.
And everything we do is in the best interest of the team.
Right. T. That's spelled T-E-A.
Man, I've heard from some season ticket holders who are not happy that he had to spell team to them a couple of different times as if they didn't know how to spell it themselves. It's pretty – that's just so dumb, I tell you. It's almost like they do this on purpose so we'll think less of them.
I think they do.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot. I don't know what they could have said that would have made anybody feel better, but whatever they said sure didn't help.
That's what I'm saying. It would have literally been better to say nothing.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon, and tune in. You can hear him Sunday mornings. You can watch him on TV Sunday nights. You can read him in the Chronicle. Jerome, appreciate the time as always, my friend. We shall talk again soon.
All right, fellas. Hope to see you one of these days soon. Take care.
All right, man. So, hey, is Lawyer Dave on the line? Okay, well, I'll just tell you about Lawyer Dave. Because guess what? People are still having accidents out there. Car accidents, 18-wheeler. Those of you who are in your workplace, there's slip and fall accidents. Maybe you go into one of the stores to get something, slip and fall. Well, guess what? Lawyer Dave is your man. These insurance companies all have lawyers. You need a lawyer. And Lawyer Dave, he'll just kick their ass. That's what he does. And maybe you wind up in the hospital and there's negligence. They misdiagnose you. They give you the wrong drugs. Well, he's going to take care of that for you too. Practices everywhere in Texas. And here's the best part. If you've got a question, legal question of any kind, you can call him. And he takes care of the blitzers. He doesn't charge for his consultations. If it's not something he does, he'll give you to somebody else. And the reality is, if he does do it and he takes your case, you don't pay for anything. You need medical attention. None of that comes out of your pocket until you win. He doesn't get a dime until you win. He likes to gamble on you, and he likes to gamble on himself. Based here in Houston, but practices all across Southeast Texas, all over Texas, all the way to El Paso, all the way to Dallas. Give them a call, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave Law, or you can go to lawyerdave.com. Or if you can't remember all that, just hit me up, and I'll put you in touch. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.